Hey guys, what's up? It's Danielle. I want to talk to you guys briefly about Native deodorant. I love Native deodorant because it is the only one that actually works, that it has safe and simple, effective ingredients in the product. Don't hold back. Native can hang with your workout. If you have a busy life like me, a college student, a gal on the go, you can test it out and you can tell for yourself, but I'm telling you, it's awesome. If I have class all day, I feel like I'm doing good for my body by putting on the Native deodorant, but I also still smell really, really good. They have over 8,000 five-star reviews, so that is definitely saying something. They have fewer and simple ingredients, so you know everything that's in their deodorant. And it's true. This is something my dad tells me all the time. Aluminum really may be linked to some serious health ramifications. So even though that Native is priced at a slight premium, it's honestly a lot better compared to conventional deodorants because this is safe and effective. And they have a ton of different scents for men and women, and they actually just released a new limited edition seasonal scent. Really, really hype about that. They have scents such as coconut and vanilla, which is their most popular, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. I personally love the eucalyptus and mint. I think it's very refreshing, and there's no risk to try. They offer free returns and exchanges in the USA, and you can save $2 per stick and have Native conveniently delivered to your door every 1, 2, 3, or 4 months, which is hype. You don't have to like worry about ordering it for yourself. So for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code gals on the go during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com and promo code gals on the go during checkout. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Danielle. I am not here with my co-host Brooke today. It's just me. Are you guys cool with that? I just feel like it's been a minute since I've sat down and talked to you guys and done a solo podcast. I know Brooke did one a couple weeks ago when I was moving in to college. And now I'm kind of starting to settle in, and there's just so much I want to talk about. And so Brooke and I were like, let me do a solo episode this week. But don't worry, Brooke and I will be back at it next week. I have so much I want to talk to you guys about. There's not necessarily a theme to this week's episode. It's more of just like a, here's an update on my life. I have a lot of stuff I want to talk about, emotions I've been feeling, things that I'm doing right now. I have some highlights and lowlights, current favorites, all that fun stuff. I'm sitting here actually sipping on some iced coffee. That ASMR, I feel like that was really weird. I'm drinking out of my Gals on the go mug. We have a travel mug. We have merch. If you guys didn't know, I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes, but I'm so excited about our first drop. We're going to be doing multiple drops. I'm drinking out of our travel mug right now. It just says on the go in like a really cute pink font, and I made iced coffee with my little bamboo straw. It's so good. And then also in front of me, I have our little blue notebook that says GOTG, and under it says Gals on the Go. My personal favorite is the sweatshirt. It is so comfortable. It's actually our best seller. We have already sold hundreds of merch items already, which is crazy. You guys are really stocking up, and it just is so cool because we've been wanting to do merch for so long. So the sweatshirt's really cute. It's just like a white crew neck. It says Gals on the Go, or Gal on the Go, actually, and then we have a yellow t-shirt as well. And we're hearing you guys. We know you guys want some light pink stuff. We're working on that. We're coming up with some fun t-shirts that have fun sayings of things that we say in the episodes. We hear you guys. We know that it's a little bit pricier. I know some of you guys have been saying, but for merch, since we put a lot of work into it, and it's, like, something that we're creating, it's just like we're trying to figure out all the pricing and everything, but we do hear you guys, and we're just trying to get the best quality, and we're trying to get it to you guys as fast as possible. It's really cool. We'll like create the merch, and then it can get developed so fast, which is awesome. So yeah, if you guys have gotten your merch already in the mail, make sure to post it, tag us in stories, whatever. We're doing something called Merch Monday on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. You guys should totally check it out because we're going to be posting and featuring you guys. So if you want to be featured on the Gals on the Go Instagram, definitely take a cute pic with your merch. So really excited about that. We're coming out with a hat soon. We also want to do some stickers, all that fun stuff. I just had to do a little promo moment for that. So, without further ado, let's get into my highlights and lowlights of the last week.
Highlights and lowlights.
Alright, so I'm going to start off with my lowlight, and this is something that it's like an emotion I've just been feeling the last few days. just trying to balance it all. I know Brooke and I were talking about this last week, and she was saying how she's having a lot of trouble balancing. Balance, you know, it is very hard. And I'm very, very thankful that I have a lot of awesome things in my life going on right now. I'm very thankful to be a student at the University of Georgia, to be in a major that I really, really enjoy, to have amazing friends, to have a YouTube channel that does really well, to do a podcast with one of my best friends, to getting to travel, which I don't really have any upcoming trips, but you know what I mean? Like just having an amazing boyfriend, like trying to like, and working out. Like there's a lot of components that come to life, and I'm not sitting here complaining at all. However, today I kind of had this like moment of like, oh my God, I have, I don't know, the past 2 days, do you guys ever feel like, I don't really know, I don't want to sound weird, but like you have those days where like everyone needs something from you, kind of like someone's needing something from you emotionally, someone wants to rant to you, which is like, I'm good, I'm glad people want to talk to me, and then like my parents want something from me, or like I have a video due for a brand, or I have homework, or my boyfriend wants to hang out, or like whatever it may be. I've been having a couple of those days lately where it's just like I feel like I am giving so much out and I'm not putting enough into myself. And obviously we've been going through sorority recruitment, so it's been a lot about like recruiting awesome girls for our sorority and everything like that. So it has been a lot of like outward stuff. So I'm hoping this next few weeks I'll be able to focus more on myself and get back into a routine and everything like that. But I've just been feeling very honestly stressed. Today I actually went over to Starbucks because I was just like, I couldn't sit in my room. I was like, I have to go somewhere. I have to sit down and just write all my due dates down, figure out my life. Like, I don't know. I just needed to sit down, and I definitely feel a lot better after like sitting down and like putting everything in my calendar. But then sitting down, putting everything in my calendar made me realize how much I have to do. I am taking 17 hours this semester, and I'm nervous. And I know some people have said like, oh, that's nothing. But at my school, that's the maximum amount of hours that you can take. I've normally been taking 12 to 14 every semester. So this is kind of a big jump for me. But two of them are online classes, and they're kind of like intro courses to like the college I'm in within the university. So they're kind of more informational, but still it's just, it's a lot. And I want to do well because I want to graduate on time. I want to hopefully get a career outside of, or like after graduation, everything like that. So there's just like a lot of things that I'm trying to figure out right now. And like, it's very hard to say no. I've been having trouble saying no to people lately. I don't know what is with me, but I've been very social lately. I've been wanting to be very social. I haven't been wanting to like sit in my room very much. I've been wanting to like either go do something with my friends or whoever. I don't even know what is up with me, but I'm a gal on the go. Like, I like to be doing things. Like, I don't like to be sitting around. So then I'll book stuff or I'll make myself busy. And then when the day comes, I'm like, wow, why did I give myself 5,000 things I had to do today? It's just like, I don't know. So it's just like kind of funky. I'm like starting to get FOMO again. Like, tonight there's something going on and I really need to stay home and like relax. But I like also really want to go because I know if I don't go, I'm going to be like really bummed because it's like the first week of school, or it's the second week of school now, and there's all these things and everyone's so excited and the freshmen are so excited to do things and we finally have new freshmen in our sorority. So there's just like so many different events and it's like I want to go to it all, but I also need to listen to myself. I've been drinking like Emergency every day because I don't want to get sick. My throat was scratchy this morning when I woke up and I was like, uh-uh. But I think on a positive note, I think this Friday, I know I've talked about it 1,000 times, but a cycling studio is opening up in Athens, and I have just been missing spin. It's something that's very therapeutic for me. I love just sweating out the music and how the lights are off. Like, I'm just so excited. And I've already booked like so many classes. Like, they just released the schedule on their like Mind Body app. So I've already booked like 5 classes like starting this weekend. So I think I'll like kind of get back on my fitness grind, which makes me feel good, which lets out endorphins. So I think within time, it's just been really hard because we've been doing sorority recruitment, literally waking up at 4 a.m., staying up super late, like getting stuff done for class because we like had recruitment during school. It was just like really weird. I got asked to be the captain of our sorority's dance team along with 2 other girls. So it's not just me, thankfully. And I'm really excited. We do like this hip hop competition every year and I'm literally so excited. I've done it every year. And the fact that they asked me to be a captain was like such an honor and I couldn't say no. So I was like, oh my God, I have to. And so, but with that, I have to, you know, meet up with the girls and choreograph dances, and we have to work on tryouts, and I have to hold the tryouts next week, make songs, make the remixes, or not make the remixes, but, like, pick out the songs. We're having someone do the remix for us. I'm doing the costumes. I'm trying to figure out. It's just, like, and it's stuff I enjoy. Like, I'm not complaining. It's just, like, Danielle, what are you doing with yourself? Like, you are gonna go crazy. But I'm also, like, I just love it all, and there's so much more I want to do. Like, I know in a couple weeks we're doing intramural flag football with all the sororities, and, like, you bet your bottom dollar I'm doing it. Like, I have to. So finding the balance is gonna be hard, and that's what I'm struggling. So if you guys have any tips, definitely DM me, let me know. But I always think of this quote that Billy Ray Cyrus said in a Hannah Montana episode. I don't know why, I'll never forget it. He goes, spread my butter too thin, now my toast is dry. And I think it's so true. Like, when you really spread yourself too thin and, like, you just do too many things, like, you kind of die out as a person, and, like, your soul, like, you are just, like, I don't know. I would classify myself as a people pleaser, and then in the last, like, couple, like, the last 2 years, I really tried to, like, not be, and I'm finding myself, like, especially in the last week, just be such a people pleaser, which isn't, like, the worst thing. I'm just that person to say sorry to everything. I say sorry to lamps. It's so bad, and my friends have started to notice, and, like, you know, you can't keep saying sorry. I just, like, I don't ever want anyone mad at me. I don't want anyone to be unhappy. If someone's unhappy, I can, like, feel their vibes, and it's just not good. So I just need to stop being such a people pleaser and find that perfect balance of, like, being kind and loving to my friends, my family, to you guys, the Dan fam, the gals on the go, the pals on the go. Someone just said we should call you guys pals on the go, and I thought that was awesome. While also, like, having me time. And I think when the spin classes start to happen, I know it sounds so superficial, like, oh, once spin happens, but for me, walking into a 45 minute to an hour long spin class where my phone's not in the room, like, it's just such a time for me, and I'm just so excited for that. And I think once we start dance practices, I love dancing, and it'll be so good. So I think I'll start getting a routine soon. But yeah, that's a very long explanation of a low light, but yeah. As for my highlight, bid day was so much fun. It was last night as I'm recording this, and it was so much fun. Our theme was freaking awesome. We always killed with the themes last year. It was ice cold, and we, like, kind of did, like, blue and silver. And then this year, our bid day was, like, Ariana Grande, we won it, we got it themed. So our banner set, like, you should totally go check out my Instagram. I'm also, as you guys are listening to this, at least in a couple hours, at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, as you're listening to this on Wednesday, I'm posting my sorority recruitment rush outfits of the week video, because I did that last year and you guys really liked it. And then at the end, I do a little bid day vlog and show you guys my bid day. But it's also on my Instagram if you guys want to check it out, or check out UGA Kappa Delta. But the banner says we want it, and then the other one said we got it, and it was, like, Ariana Grande theme. And so we all wore pink. It was sick. It looked so good. Everyone killed it. Like, I love seeing everyone's outfits and the way people kind of, like, incorporated pink into their outfits. We all wore the same shirt, and then everyone else went from there, and it was so much fun. Ended up pouring rain. So basically the way bid day works is these girls go into the student center, and they're given, like, their little bid card, and they have to keep it face down, and then, like, the Gamma Chi say 10, 9, 8, and they, like, flip it over, and they see what sorority they got, and then all the girls that said, it said Kappa Delta, they ran to, like, the Kappa Delta corner, and they all get on a bus, and they're chanting the whole way, driving down Millage, which is, like, our sorority row, essentially, and they drive down to Kappa Delta, and they get out off the bus, and we're all standing there, like, jamming to music, like, hyping them up, like, running towards them, hugging them all, because we've been talking to them all week, you know, in recruitment, so it's a very exciting time. But as we were waiting for the girls, it started pouring down rain on us, and we were like, we can't, like, ruin this moment for them. Like, you only get your freshman year bid day once. So we all stood out there in the rain soaking wet. Luckily, I was wearing, like, a white patent bucket hat. I never wear bucket hats. I just was feeling it, and so it, like, kind of, like, helped keep the rain away from, like, my hair and face. It was kind of funny. Everyone's like, of course, Danielle, I hate getting my hair wet, but it still got soaking wet. Either way, it honestly just made it all the more fun. When you just, like, accept the rain and just dance in it, it's so much fun, literally dancing in the rain. But then all the girls, I have a video of it. It was on my Instagram story, and then also on my vlog, but of all the girls running up, and we're, like, screaming, and it's just, like, so much fun, and the girls are just so happy, and it's honestly such a relief on everyone's part, because recruitment is very long at the University of Georgia, so it was just so nice to, like, finally have our new girlies, and I'm so excited to, like, meet all of them and get to know them all. I mean, I've gotten to know a lot of them already, but you know what I mean. Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
Do you see the deals on these brands?
Of course you can. This is a podcast.
But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
On another note, I wanted to talk to you guys about Brazen, because getting your period can be very brutal. Cramps, headaches, the list goes on. I know a lot of you guys go through that. You guys have told me. But what if I told you there's a way to fix your period for good? And that's with Brazen. And I'm not even kidding, guys. I had a call with the founder of Brazen, and I am so amazed. The team behind this has worked with over 10,000 women, helping to improve and even fix their periods. They've created all natural products to help improve cramps and PMS, and they use ingredients proven to bring period relief like cinnamon and ginger. Cinnamon reduces pain as much as ibuprofen without the liver damage, which is awesome. And then ginger relieves headache, nausea, and cramps without side effects. So you just like don't feel like you're just taking another medication. It's something that's really, really natural and really good for you. And nearly 100% of the women who subscribe to Brazen products go back again and again, so you know it's working. I've talked Brazen into an amazing exclusive offer just for you guys. So if you just pay $9.99 for a single purchase of Brazen products, which is normally regularly $29.99, you can do that. Or subscribe to Brazen and your first month is free, so there's nothing to lose. This is the best deal they're offering, and it's just for our Gals on the Go listeners. So here's what I want you guys to do. Go to brazenvip.com, and that's BRAZENVIP.com. Click on the show Gals on the Go. You'll see it. It's really cute. It's got our cover on it. And you get a free personalized assessment. And when you're ready to order, you'll get a code for our exclusive offer. That's brazenvip.com for your free assessment and exclusive offers. Okay, enjoy the rest of the episode. Gosh, I love me some iced coffee. So yeah, bid day was really fun, and then my other highlight is just, like, finally, honestly, the fact that it's over. I love recruitment. I really do. I say I'm like, oh, I like recruitment, but I low-key really love it. I'm happy it's over now, because now I can, like, really focus on school, working out, and YouTube and podcasts, and, like, obviously hang out with my friends. But I think, like, having that out of the picture now, I can, like, really focus and, like, get down to business and get in a routine. So that would be my highlight and lowlight. All right, so now for our new segment, goal for this week. I'm not going to do a super, like, goal, like, on by Thursday I'll have this done, because it's just a crazy week. But my goal for this week slash next week is to really get down a routine. So obviously, at least at my school, we have the same classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So you have your Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes, and then you have your Tuesday, Thursday classes. So I want to, like, I want to, like, hash out a good schedule for my Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So, like, I know on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, I wake up at this time. I, like, have my coffee and my breakfast in the morning, go to class. Like, this is where I go during my breaks. Like, I just want to, like, have my day's routine down. I mean, obviously, every week isn't the same, but I do. I am a routinely person. I like to, like, know that, like, I don't know, I, like, have a plan, so I want to, like, do that. And then Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, Mondays and Fridays, I only have one class, and then on Wednesdays, I have that same class, but then I also have one that's just on Wednesday nights at, like, for, like, an hour or an hour and a half, and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have three, and three is, like, oh, whatever, but three classes in college in one day is a lot, I'm telling you guys. So I'm trying to, like, figure out a routine for that can, like, keep me awake and, like, alert, because when I get to that 2 o'clock class, that's my third class of the day, like, I am exhausted. So I need to figure that out. So that's my goal for this week, kind of figure out the times that I want to work out, the times that we're going to be starting to do our Greek grind dance practices, the times I want to just, like, hang out. I mean, when I'm in a grocery shop, like, oh my god. And the whole, like, eating healthy thing has just not come into play yet, because I've been such a gal on the go, and, like, literally just, like, oh my gosh. Oh my god, speaking of, shout out to Gabriella. You're listening. I know you are. One of Brooke and I's friends from Greece. She's amazing. She got my address and she sent me a super, super, super sweet, so thoughtful of a college care package. You guys, I can't even. She is freaking awesome. She's totally type A like me, probably even more type A than me. Honestly, she should be a Virgo. I don't know how you're not, Gabriella. But anyways, it was the cutest thing and it literally made my day. It came yesterday and I was so stressed yesterday. I had a lot going on. And then I got that package and it just made me feel so happy. She literally sent me, like, she sent me a ton of stuff in a box, and with each thing in the box, she put a sticky note on top that described what each thing was for. Like, she sent me a huge thing of colored pens. She was like, colored pens for color coding. And then she sent me, she sent me a planner, not just an empty planner, a planner. And on the inside, she wrote meal prep ideas, because I asked her for meal prep ideas. Like, I thought she'd just text them to me. She wrote, like, breakfast, lunch, dinner, like, a really sweet note. Like, I mean, she went ham. She sent me, like, energy things. She sent me liquid IV. She sent me a ton of little Tupperwares to put snacks in. And she was like, this little Tupperware is perfect for peanuts, raisins. I don't even know what she said, but, like, I have all of it written down, and I'm so excited. It was literally so sweet. So, Gabriella, if you're listening, thank you so much. It was so beyond thoughtful, and, like, wow, that was, like, such a highlight of my life. And I think that's going to help me get into routine and get healthier, because she gave me a lot of snack ideas, because healthy snacks are hard and sometimes you just need a snack in between classes. You don't have time for a full meal. So I'm really, really trying. It is just so hard. There's only, it's like that triangle. It's like social life, healthy, like social life, health, and like your grades, like pick two. And it's so true. Like, it's very hard, not to mention YouTube and podcasts. So, and it, like right now, like since it's back to school season, like a lot of brands are wanting to work with me and I'm so excited, but I'm having to say no to a lot of them because I'm like, I do not have enough time and I only want to talk about things that I genuinely like. So it's just been a time, and I'm sorry I'm breathing hard. It's just the whole recording an episode alone. You guys don't even understand. Like, literally, it's not like I can say something and take a breath and wait for someone to reply. Like, it's just me. So sorry about the breathing. All right. Now on to my current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
All right, guys. So if you go to University of Georgia, if you visited, or maybe your college campus is like this, we have a lot of hills. And I walk to all my classes for the most part. Sometimes I'll take the bus. But there's just a lot of hills. And I love my Vince slip-ons, my Vince slip-on sneakers. But I have just been in dire need of some good old tennis shoes that I can walk to class in that are, like, kind of cute, but, like, super comfortable and kind of mom shoe vibe. Because I don't know why, but, like, Nike sneakers just don't do it for me. Like, I have my Nike Air Force Ones, and I love Nike sneakers, but I just love me some good ASICS sneakers. I don't know what it is about it. So I got these from Nordstrom. Nordstrom has a great shoe selection. I got a couple pairs of shoes at one time because I'm psycho. And I got these, like, you'll see them on my stories, I'm sure, like, in a vlog. But I'm, like, looking at them, trying to describe them. They're, like, gold, brass, and white and black with a little rose gold. I'm not usually a rose gold gal. To be honest, I thought it was gold online. But they're so cute. They're so comfortable. They're very sleek. And they go great with, like, a cute little athleisure outfit. And they've just been super comfortable to walk to class in. Because I just don't want to be in pain. And I like to walk to class when I'm, like, comfortable and everything like that. So we love that for me. I also did buy another pair of Vince slip-on sneakers. If you guys don't know the ones I'm talking about, they're the, like, the white platform sneakers that I wear all the time, and they're slip-ons. They don't have any laces. But I told myself I can't buy another white pair, so I bought the new black, like, it's not real alligator, but it looks like alligator print. So I'm excited. They haven't came in yet. So I'm pretty hype about those shoes. But yeah, I'm in a shoe phase right now. I'm, like, really into, like, funky sneakers with, like, simple outfits. I don't really know. That's my vibe. But yeah, those are my current favorites. That's my current favorite. I hope you guys are enjoying the episode so far. I've told you all about the Drop app, but for those of you that are new here, Drop is a free app that gives out cash rewards for shopping at your favorite brands. All you have to do is link your debit and credit cards to the app when you sign up, and you'll earn points each time you shop with Drop's partnered brands. We're talking places like Postmates, Apple, Walmart, Instacart, and so many more. And before you know it, you can redeem points for gift cards to places like Amazon, Starbucks, Sephora, and Lululemon, some of my favorite stores. If you haven't downloaded Drop yet, you're going to want it now. So this month is actually Drop's birthday. Happy birthday! And to celebrate, they're launching their best cashback offers ever, up to 10 times their normal rates. I'm talking deals you've never even seen before, like 15% back at Apple. Yeah, Apple. And 32% back when you shop Warby Parker through the app, which I think is awesome if you need a new pair of glasses. In addition to these great deals, Drop is going to be giving away some amazing prizes like AirPods, a personal favorite of mine, and, oh my gosh, a $3,000 Uber Eats gift card. That's really hype if you're a college student like me. Throughout the week to members who shop their birthday collection. So make sure to check out the app regularly from August 19th to the 25th so that you don't miss out. I think Drop is super cool. It's really easy just to set up on your phone. Boom, done. So for a limited time now, if you head to the App Store or Google Play and sign up for Drop using the code GALS, you'll receive a $5 gift card right away. Make sure to link a debit credit card to the app when you sign up to redeem your reward. And happy birthday, Drop. Okay, guys. See ya. All right, so now for the main meat of the podcast, let's just chat. I don't know how long this podcast episode's going to be. It's very hard to talk on your own, but I do have some stuff I want to talk about. I like wrote some stuff down. So I first want to get into like kind of like my classes, because I think I like haven't really given you guys an exact like what classes I'm taking. I don't know if you guys actually care, but some people have asked. So I'm taking a fashion promotion and visual merchandising class. Absolutely love that. It's so fun. I'm taking a public speaking class that I think I'm really going to enjoy. I'm taking, oh my God, I'm forgetting. Like, I'm looking at the code. What is this? Oh, this is, and then I'm taking a product development class. I'm looking at my schedule right now, and I have like the class names, but sometimes they're like random numbers, so I have to like remember what they are. So fashion promotion, visual merchandising, product development. And then I'm also taking, like, a global sourcing class. I'm still kind of confused on what it is, but it's required for my major, and I'm really excited because our professor is, like, this cool businessman. And then my Wednesday night class is kind of basically a business development course, so we're going to be learning how to, like, really not nail down our resumes, how to write a good cover letter, interview skills. They're going to be having alumni come in almost every week. We actually have to dress up for this class, which is kind of cool. She wants us to dress for our dream job. And she was just talking about like people that she's placed, my professor, like people who she's placed like outside of college and like where they went to work. And some people worked at companies that I'm very interested in working at. So I think it's going to be a really cool class for me. And then I'm taking two online classes that are basically like intro to FACS, which is like family and consumer sciences school. So I have to like, it's like literally like learning about the history of the school. Like when was it founded? Like, it's like kind of like random, but it's just required. It's just like one credit. And then my other online class is understanding family economics. So it's kind of interesting, actually. It's like stuff you need to know, like literally about like writing a will and everything like that. It's very useful stuff. This is probably my most useful semester. I feel like I'm really going to learn, and I've been really enjoying my classes because it's like stuff I honestly really want to know. So very cool, very cool. Those are my classes right now. So I will keep you guys posted. Hopefully I survive these 17 hours. If not, I can withdraw before, I think it's like sometime in October, without like getting, you know, not in trouble, but like showing that I withdrawed on my, like, what is the word? Why am I blanking right now? Like on my transcript. Transcript. Wow, it has been a day. It's so funny. Like on another note, today when I was at Starbucks just like doing stuff, I was just sitting there. And a girl sat down next to me, because it's, like, a table, like, a community table that you can do work at. And she sat next to me, and she was just like, hey, do you have a YouTube? And I just, like, completely forgot I had a YouTube channel for a second. Like, and she was just so sweet. She's like, keep doing, like, what you're doing, like, whatever. She was so nice, so thanks for saying hi. And then, like, 10 minutes later, someone else came up to me while I was sitting there and, like, said hey, and that they watched my videos. And I just want you guys to know how much that means to me and how cool it is. It's crazy. Like, I'll just be, like, living my life, doing my thing, and I forget I have this, like, whole side of, like, YouTube and podcasts and everything like that. And you guys are always just so sweet and so supportive to me, and I just really wanted to say thank you. And if you guys ever see me on campus, if you ever see me, honestly, anywhere, please say hi. Please come up to me. If I knew what you looked like, I would totally go up to you and be like, thanks for watching, because it means so much to me. I love engaging with you guys, getting to know you guys. I've become friends with so many of you because you're just so darn cool. It's crazy. Brooke and I were talking about how our demographic has changed to, like, literally people our age. Like, I feel like people that watched my videos, it used to be like 12-year-old girls, and now it's like 20-year-olds like me. Speaking of age, I'm literally turning 21 next month. What the heck? Actually, a month from today, as I'm recording this, today is August 20th. I turned 21 on September 20th. Pretty hype. So my golden birthday was last year, 20 on 20, but 21 on 20 is pretty hype too. I'm just excited to, like, say I'm 21. Like, I'm not, like, obnoxious partier or anything, but I just think it'd be really cool. So that's good news. I don't really know what I'm doing for my birthday, to be honest. What else? Oh, I'm going to the Queen concert with Delaney on Thursday. I don't know if I put it in a vlog, but I put it on my Instagram story over the summer. Delaney's birthday is a summer birthday, and I surprised her with tickets to go see Queen, the revival tour in Atlanta, because she's obsessed with Queen. She's the one who got me into Queen after I'm definitely, like, a fake Queen fan. Like, I watched Bohemian Rhapsody and was like, wow. But I, like, went on Spotify and I was, like, looking at all the Queen songs, and I knew at least 10 of them. I didn't realize, like, how many songs of theirs I just knew. And it's just, like, I didn't think, like, oh, this is Queen, but I just know so many songs. And the song Bohemian Rhapsody is so good. And I know this is going to be the last time they go on tour, because they're already kind of losing some members. So they're going to have Adam Lambert as the lead singer instead of Freddie Mercury. And apparently he does a really good job. My aunt just saw the same concert in New York at Madison Square Garden last week. So she texted me and was like, you're going to have so much fun. So I'm really excited. And I'm honestly more excited to, like, see Delaney. Like, so excited. Because last November, Delaney came with me to the Drake concert, and when we bought the tickets, I didn't really realize that she wasn't, like, a huge fan, and when we got there, I realized that she's not, like, the biggest Drake fan ever, but she, like, went for me because no one else wanted to go, and, like, that meant the world to me because that was, like, the best night of my life, and she just stood there right with me and jammed, not knowing all the songs. And so I know I'm going to know a lot of Queen songs, and I think this is going to be really cool, and this is something that I'll never get to see again, honestly, because they're having a lot of, like, the legit Queen members there. But I doubt they're gonna tour again after this. So not only that, but just to, like, see Delaney, so excited. Like, literally, she thrives off of Queen. She loves Queen. Like, she's obsessed. So needless to say, I think it's gonna be really, really fun. I'm trying to think if we should, like, make a night out of it and, like, go to dinner in Atlanta before, but I have a class until 3:15, and Athens to Atlanta is, like, an hour and a half. So I don't really know, but I'm really, really excited to do that. That'll be really, really fun. She's really excited. She doesn't stop talking about it. And yeah, if you guys didn't know, Delaney's my roommate. Last year I lived alone, and this year I have a roommate. And a lot of you guys are like, oh my God, like, how's that going? You know, because, like, obviously a lot of people say, like, oh, don't live with your best friend. But I feel like that's more like freshman year of college. Like, don't, like, room with your best friend because you won't make new friends. But Delaney and I have traveled together so much and, like, slept over each other's places enough that we know that we can live together really well. And update, we're doing very well. It's so nice having a roommate. Like, it's so cool. Like, we just kind of take turns doing things. We don't even talk about it. It just kind of, like, happens. We kind of both have, like, an intuition about things. Like, for example, I'll, you know, be eating food and I put my stuff in the sink and I don't put it in the dishwasher, whatever. Like, an hour later, she eats some food, she puts it in the sink, and then she rinses it off, puts it in the dishwasher. Puts the dishwasher on. The next day, I'll go and unload the dishwasher and, like, empty it all out. Like, but we don't talk about it. It's, like, weird. Or, like, vice versa. Like, I'll put everything in the dishwasher, get the dishwasher running, and then she unloads it. That's usually actually what's happening. She likes to unload it. I like to load the dishwasher. I don't know why. I enjoy loading the dishwasher. So just, like, stuff like that. Or, like, taking the trash out, we're not like, oh, it's your turn. Like, we literally just kind of do it whenever. Like, if I feel like I haven't done it in a sec, like, I'll go do it. Or, like, it's so nice because, like, she'll go to the mailroom, and if there's a package for me, like, she'll grab it for me, which is so nice because if you guys know, I don't know if you guys know this, I get, like, anxiety going to the mailroom because I think my apartment building just judges me so hard because of all the packages I get. And it's funny because I'll, like, go to the mailroom and I don't know half the time what packages I'm getting because it's, like, I'm on PR list for brands. And, like, how do you not know what all of these packages are from? And when I say all, it's, like, sometimes I'll get, like, 4 or 5 and I, like, know what 2 of them are, and they're like, are you good, sis? So finally I told the people at my apartment, like, yo, I have, like, this YouTube channel, and so sometimes, like, things come and I don't really know what they are, and that's why. And they like, get it now. But it's so nice having a roommate, because then if I have a package and she has a package, like, today we went to the mailroom together, and it was so much less stressful. I know that sounds so annoying to say, but it's just the little things, or, like, I think one thing that, like, she kind of holds me accountable. She makes me want to be cleaner because she's a super clean person. She does not, like, mess. Like, she gets off the couch and she resets the couch, like, with all the throw pillows and the blanket, like, perfectly. So, out of respect for her, like, I do the same thing, and it kind of inspires me to keep it cleaner. Like, last year I had a really bad habit of keeping the island, like, the island counter kind of thing in the middle of our kitchen, of my kitchen last year. I would just pile stuff up. Like, it kind of became my desk slash, like, I put my vitamins all in there. Like, I just had random papers. Like, I didn't have a roommate. So I was like, oh, whatever. Like, this is kind of like my desk. And it just became so messy. Whereas now, having a roommate, I notice all that's usually supposed to be on there is, like, a candle. And then obviously if we're cooking or whatever, but then we clean up our mess. So, like, sometimes if my stuff starts to build up, I'll immediately grab it and, like, bring it in my room. And then I come in my room and I want to organize my room because I don't know. It's just, she's making me want to be a lot more cleaner and, like, keep, like, having a roommate, like, because you don't want to make them mad. You don't want to, like, get your mess in theirs. So it kind of, like, holds me accountable. I know that sounds really weird. And it's also really nice. Like, we'll just be hanging out and then we're both, like, super tired. We're like, okay, let's go nap. And then, like, I'll wake up from my nap usually first. And then our walls are, like, against each other, so she'll, like, knock when she wakes up, or I'll hear her alarm go off and she'll be like, Danielle, and I'll be like, hey, I'm up. It's fun. And, like, getting ready for recruitment was fun because last year I'd wake up at 4 a.m. alone and, like, have to get ready in the dark, and whereas now, like, we can play music and her and I are both up and we have kind of different class schedules, which is fine. Like, last year we had a lot of classes together and this year we don't, but, like, I mean, we live together, we don't need to be, like, going to class together too. It's, like, completely fine. And like yesterday she was, like, coming back, she's like, do you want me to pick us up dinner? Like, it's just, I don't know, we're working really well together and it's really fun. So yeah, it's pretty good stuff. I'm really, really happy about it. We just finished hanging up everything on our gallery wall above our couch. It's going well. I really can't complain. So hope you guys are enjoying the episode so far. I wanted to pause really quick to talk to you guys about Third Love. I'm really excited that we're sponsored by them now because it's an amazing company that I've heard so much about and I'm excited to try it for myself. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel, which I think is super awesome and personal. There's a lot more sizes than a lot of other brands. They offer more than 70, yes, 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. And it's so convenient because you can do the online fit finder. It's basically a quiz. I did it. You just answer a couple questions and you find your perfect fit in under 60 seconds. And over 12 million women have taken this quiz to date. I know my girls Remy and Alicia love talking about Third Love, that they're the ones who got me on that. And it's really important because breast shape does matter when finding a good fit and you want to feel comfortable. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, they allow you to return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need, which I thought was really, really cool because that is so important. And returns and exchanges are free and easy. And obviously, they're hands down the most comfortable bra you'll own. I'm not really into wearing conventional bras all the time because they're super uncomfortable, but these are so comfortable, you, like, forget you're wearing one, which is so nice. They're lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. Yeah, memory foam. We love that. So Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/galsonthego now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/galsonthego for 15% off today. Now enjoy. Oh, my parents are coming this weekend, actually. You guys are probably like, what the heck? They just moved you in. But my brother, Freddie, who I love so much, and I miss him so much because we hung out so much this summer, is going to be a freshman at college. He's going to Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina. Go Paladins, or I think they say Godins. I don't really know. It's kind of a smaller private school, but it's so nice. I got in there. I looked at going. I toured it. I just personally wanted a bigger school, but he loves it, and I'm so excited because it's only like an hour and a half, maybe almost 2 hours away from Athens, so I know we're going to see each other, honestly, a lot more than we did last year because he lived in Florida last year, so now we're going to be closer, which is so exciting, and one of his best friends is a freshman at UGA now, so he was like, oh, come stay with George, and then I get to see you, and it's just, I'm really, really, really excited for him, and he's been home still. He didn't have to go back because I go back to school very early. UGA, recruitment, all that, we go back early, but he doesn't have to move in till this Friday. So my parents are driving him up to South Carolina, moving him in. I'm not going to come. I was going to like help move in, but the way they do it is they literally only give the family like one day to move in. And then that night, on Friday night, they like do stuff for the students, which I think is really cool. Kind of like helps rip the Band-Aid and not like elongate at all. So then Saturday when my parents drive back down to Tampa, they're going to stop by Athens, and it's honestly kind of nice. They're just going to stay for a night, but it'll be fun because, I don't know, it'll be fun. Because, like, when they moved me in, it was a lot of, like, stress, but now we can just enjoy it, and I do want my dad to help me hang up some curtain rods and measure that and everything. I could definitely do it, but, you know, that's what dads are for. So there's just, like, little things, and I don't know, I think it'll be really nice, and they can, like, see all my friends, and so whatever, that'll be really fun. I think I've been talking to my parents, both. They're both, like, starting to feel, like, the whole, like, empty nest syndrome, I think, because I was the first child to go to college, and then my brother, it's just me and my brother, so he's about to go, and I think my mom even said to me yesterday, she's like, I'm starting to get a little sad about all this, and I feel so bad, so I'm glad that they're, like, it's funny, they're, like, dropping Freddie off, and then they're coming back to see me really quick, just to get one last little bit, but then they're coming back up for, like, for my parents' weekend, for Freddie's parents' weekend. My mom might come back for our Greek grind show, because she loves to see dances, so, like, I'm not worried about seeing them. And we're really good. I'm really good at communicating with my parents. I don't know about my brother, but I FaceTime them a lot. I FaceTime my dad literally an hour ago. So it's been really, really good, but I'm really curious to see how that all goes for them. But the good thing is, having me as a child, I post at least 2 times a week on YouTube with, like, episodes of my life, essentially, and an hour-long podcast, and I'm always posting stories. Like, my parents quite literally know what I'm doing at all times, and they have me on Find My Friends, not because they're creepy parents, but literally I just share my location with them, because then they don't always have, like, instead of, like, them asking me where I am, they can just look, you know, or, like, if they see them in class, they were not going to call. I have it out of choice. I share my location with, like, all my friends, and same with, I have so many of my friends' locations, too. I'm sure you guys do, too. It's, like, very normal, but it's kind of creepy when you think about it, but everyone does it. But so, yeah, so I, like, don't feel, I, like, feel good knowing that they kind of, like, always have an update on my life, and they can, like, kind of live through me, whatever, but also live their own lives. With Freddie, I'm very curious to see how we all stay in contact with my brother, because my brother's not really good at his phone, but we all lived in the same house, but now he's gonna be, like, living that dorm life and everything, so we'll see how that all goes. But I'm really, really excited for him to start his next chapter of his life, which will be really, really fun. Football season is just around the corner for at UGA. Oh my gosh, and I'm so excited. I'm going to Music Midtown this year, which is in Atlanta. It's like a music festival Saturday and Sunday, and Cardi B's coming, Lizzo. It's so funny. My boyfriend has never been to a music festival, like, ever. And I told him, like, because a ton of his friends want to go, so, and a ton of my friends want to go, so my friends and his friends are going, and he was like, well, shoot, I guess I should go. And so he, like, just texted me last week and was like, I got my tickets. And it's so funny because he's such, like, a 307 guys guy that it's going to be so funny seeing him at a music festival. Should be very, very interesting. And I remember last year I met a lot of you guys, so definitely come and say hi if you see me. Maybe you'll get to meet Ryan, but should be funny. He was like, what do I wear? Can you style me? And I'm like, eh, just wear, like, a jersey and a bandana like all the other. He's like, no, make me look cool. I do not know what guys should wear to music festival. I don't even know what I'm wearing, because Music Midtown's more like chill. It's not like Coachella where you're like bohemian AF. It's like, I don't know. So I don't really know. If you guys have any ideas for me, I'm literally about to text Maggie McDonald and ask her to style me, because I loved her outfits at Coachella. I kind of want to go for more of, like, the IMGS sporty vibe, but I don't even know where to begin. So, Maggie, if you're listening to this, hit a girl up and help style me for Coachella, or for Coachella, for Music Midtown. So I'm really excited. That's in September, and then the weekend after is my birthday. So I'm pretty hype about that. So all is good on my front. I've been finding new music. Definitely check me out on Spotify. I've got a ton of playlists, a back-to-school playlist. Oh, I'm going to see Post Malone in October. I don't know if I already told you guys that, but I'm really hype. I'm really into, like, music right now. I'm going to see Riley Green in Athens. Athens has a lot of really good concerts that come to Georgia Theater, so it's really good. But yeah, my coffee is really hitting right now. Honestly, I don't have anything else more to talk about, and I have so much to do, so I think I'm going to end the podcast here. But I love you guys so much. Thanks so much for listening to me. I hope this episode was some sort of informational, useful, helpful, enjoyable for you. It felt really good. I felt like I was just in a therapy session, just sitting and telling you guys all my problems and talking about my life. But that's what this podcast is all about. We're real. We're not here to be, like, super informational or anything like that. But I've actually got to hop on a call here in 15 minutes with Podcast One for talking about some exciting stuff for the podcast, me, Brooke, and our producer. So, should be good. I love you guys so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Drink some coffee, go work out, laugh a little, and Brooke and I will be back next week. Bye, guys! Seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, hey, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar.com and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.